Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to hearing from you, our listening audience. Let me remind you, once again, this broadcast is designed around you, our listener. We set the stage, we ask the questions, we give the information, and we invite you then to call, join in the discussion. Where do you stand on this? What do you think? Are we headed in the right direction in America? Do you believe that America can survive, let's just not even say another 250 years, but let's just ask the question, will America survive the future? How far can America survive? How long can we survive when we're seeing state after state after state after state, especially the blue states and major cities that are being invaded and taken over by those that are anti-America, anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-church, and anything that's morals, has morals and ethics and values? And we're witnessing that today on a wholesale level. And I'm saddened to find, not necessarily surprised, but saddened to find so many of our political leaders that are either ignorant, they're totally incompetent, or they are recommending and recognizing and adhering to another flag of the United States of America. It is my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, if there's a person running for election on a local, state, or national level, if they're not willing to, if you please, pledge to the flag, wave the flag, stand for the flag, the red, white, and blue for America, I believe there needs to be something codified that says you're not qualified to run for office. Do you realize with the original states, we had a number of them, ladies and gentlemen, years and years ago, that had it codified in the Constitution that you had to be a Christian to run for office? Some say, well, you know, we're multi-religious, we're multicultural, and therefore in America, it's okay to have any religion. And after all, we're not going to say you've got to. Listen, our Constitution, in my opinion, and we, as we look at it today, as we see what is happening, it talks about true religion. And our founders were talking about the only true religion was being that of Christianity, not of Islam, not of other brands and calling it religion. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say before, Islam is not a religion of peace. Let me just read you a list. For example, Quran, Surah 2:191, slay the unbelievers wherever you find them. Surah 3:28, Muslims must not take the infidels as friends. Surah 3:85, any religion other than Islam is not acceptable. Surah 5:33, maim and crucify the infidels if they criticize Islam. Surah 8:12, terrorize and behead those who believe in scripture other than the Quran. Surah 8:60, Muslim must muster with all weapons to terrorize the infidel. That's all non-believers, non-Muslims. Surah 8:65, the unbelievers are stupid, urge the Muslims to fight against them. Surah 9:5, when opportunity arises, kill the infidels wherever you find them. Surah 9:30, the Jews and the Christians are perverts, fight against them, kill them. Surah 9:123, make war on the infidels living in your neighborhoods. Surah 22:19. Punish the unbelievers with garments of fire, hooked in irons and rods, boiling them, melting their skin and their bellies. End quote. Surah 47:4. Do not make peace with the infidels. Behead them wherever you find them. Catch them and slay them. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on in reading to you from the surahs in the Quran. Let me just look at my book entitled Is Islam Tolerant? Had the privilege of doing the research and publishing this in 2011. It's about 300 pages. It's 25 chapters. On page 49, says the title, the subtitle of this section, Jihad, the Sword. The sword's surahs, that is the, we call them verses, chapters, it's called the surah, S-U-R-A-H, in the Quran. The call to fight and slay the pagan, non-Muslims, wherever you find them, Surah 9:5. Strike off their heads in battle, Surah 47:5. Make war on the unbelievers, all non-Muslims, in the name of Allah, until they pay tribute, Surah 9:25, or until the religion be all of it belongs to Allah, Surah 8:39. Or a grievous penalty against all those who reject Islamic faith, Surah 9:3. All of these contradict, for example, that there is to be compulsion of religion. Ladies and gentlemen, in Islam, it's not a peaceful religion. In Islam, it is a religion that either you convert or die. Convert, submit, or die. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the need today to be alert and vigilant, knowing what we need to know, and take a stand. Listen, I'm talking about the question today, will America survive in the future? We have allowed Islamic invaders, illegals, to run for office, and they have a determination to destroy our liberties and our freedoms. We have allowed Islamic jihadists to infiltrate almost every avenue of government today, local, state, and national. America has believed the lie. Listen, I believe America has believed the lie. It's a lie of Satan that all religions are equal. No, no, no. 10,000 times no, they're not. Christianity is the only true religion. Christianity is the only religion that our founding fathers believed that we should adhere to. And we have become so liberal, we have lost our minds in America. And I'm concerned when I see so few Christians and even fewer pastors that has the spine, the backbone, the understanding, the recognition that we're witnessing the demise of our constitutional republic in the United States of America. Look at what Mandam is doing in New York City. He is in control. Right now in New York City, ladies and gentlemen, they have, in fact, Islam across the nation, across America, they're bragging about, looking at, and using Mandami's pattern, as a goal for the balance of America. In Mandami's New York City, he, ladies and gentlemen, today, is setting the trap, setting the stage to persecute and to prosecute all Christians and all Jews. He, Mandami, allowing the five times call to prayer on the loudspeakers in New York City, where Christians, Jewish people, etc., etc., must listen to and tolerate the loudspeaker with the Islamic's call to prayer from their prayer towers. On Friday afternoons, the streets in New York City, many of them, the main thoroughfares and the broadways, are locked down so that the Islamic jihadists can spread their prayer rug, fall on their face, and pray to Allah for the destruction of America. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't say all of they say perhaps, you know, you're making that up. No, not. I'm going strictly from their Quran and what the Quran says. Surah 2:216. Jihad is holy fighting in Allah's cause ordained for every Islamic. Surah 4:56. Those who disbelieve shall be burned in fire. Surah 4:101, the disbelievers, non-Muslims, are ever unto you open enemies, and I could go on and on. And now, from ACLJ, J. Sekulow's ministry, I'm reading an article. Just days after Easter, the world is still uncovering the full scale of an Islamic massacre and devastation that was inflicted on Christians in Nigeria. Islamic terrorists struck with brutal force, slaughtering worshippers on Easter Sunday, shoppers at the market, and their families celebrating at home. The attacks were relentless, lasting into the next day, expanding into all new villages. In total, Holy Week violence in Nigeria left more than 100 dead and hundreds abducted, but the search and recovery of victims continues. It's a horrific reminder that Nigerian Christians need us standing with them, and we must redouble our efforts. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't find that on the headlines of the news. Here's an article. I'll read a portion of this and take our next caller. Epic City. Representative Keith Self urges federal probes into the Muslims' development after watchdog report. This lady that we just heard just before the top of the news break speaking to the House and a special committee, Chip Roy, representative from Texas, heading up the committee, listening to what is found and what is facts in relationship to Islam and their move to take over America right now. Epic City, 400 and some odd acre spread. It was supposed to be the epic center of Islam for America. And Keith Self says this. He called for an additional federal probes after a watchdog group raised legal and constitutional concerns about a proposed Muslim development in his district. The oversight project, a watchdog alleges in a new report, that the East Plano, Texas Islamic Center, or EPIC, is in violation of federal law and spearheading the development of EPIC City, a planned 400-acre community outside of Dallas. The development near Josephine, Texas, would include housing and mosques, schools, and commercial businesses. EPIC should have their 501c3 tax-exempt status revoked, Texas Republican said. And I could go on and on with the MAGA article on that subject. Ladies and gentlemen, the warning bell is being rung. The sound is being laid out before us. The recognition of what is happening. You see, listen, the Islamics believe that they've already taken, they already have Michigan. They have now in their control 8.5 million people in New York City under Mandami, the socialist, Marxist, communist, Islamic jihadist mayor. They're bragging about the fact they have that foothold in America. They have bragged about the fact now for the past 5 or 6 years that they're going to take full control of the state of Texas. That's the two goals, and they will then sew it together, stitch it together across America for the control of the United States of America, lest we sit up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, unless Christians, conservatives, and patriots, and pastors grow a spine and a backbone to stand up and for this upcoming election, vet the candidate, and if there's any indication whatsoever of a soft spot, or a sense of, well, it doesn't really matter about their religion if it's an Islamic, we need to say no, 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 and reject any candidate on that level. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I'd like to make one small amendment to your submit part with Islam there. Submit also comes with a tax called jizra. And that tax is not like you and I paying taxes on a wage that we earn on a weekly basis, and then at the end of the year on April 15th, that's whenever they feel like putting it to you there. Historically, every time this has happened in an area where Islam through jihad takes over a Christian area there, they bankrupt the entire Christian population.
Yes.
And at the point they have nothing left to give, they tell them, now you're going to convert or you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a terrible cult is what it is. Also, I'd like to say that medieval, the Islam in some regards resembles medieval Catholicism, where they had the masses in Latin, and they would basically, whoever the bishop or the pope was, would put forth their interpretation there. Without allowing their congregations to have access to the Bible. So a lot of times these imams will actually be lying to their own congregations to maybe at some point settle, not settle, but to tamp down the actual message there. But the message is always the same. Another thing, too, you probably know is from your research there, they have an entire chapter in the Quran that's devoted to spoils of war. That includes the treatment of prisoners. That includes the treatment of women in the form of slaves, whether they're intercourse or whether they're for just slavery purposes alone, and their treatment. And it's a cult. It's a brutal religion or pseudo-religion that entices the best character in man.
Well, Jim, you're exactly right by saying it's a cult. Listen, any religion that will not allow you to leave that religion without being slaughtered or destroyed in some fashion is a de facto cult. Islam is a raging, demonically controlled cult, a blinding cult. And one of the things, and you touched on it, is exactly right. In that segment of the Quran, it talks about and gives them the right to rape, pillage, rob, and destroy those. Just go back and look at what happened in Israel on October the 7th, just a couple of years ago. And it's just now being brought to light. And I've noticed that the Marxist media is not covering it. But the number of women that were robbed, I mean, were raped continuously and on a gang rape basis until it literally put them to death after they were part of the people were massacred and the others were taken captives. All of those things took place, but the media is not saying anything about it because that would be called Islamophobic if we talk about what Islam does. It is just simply dastardly. It is unconscionable. It is unconstitutional. It is ungodly. It is unholy. And yet we find mega numbers of politicians today that embrace it, and those that embrace it for the most part are those out of the Socialist Marxist Communist BLM Democratic Party that I think is just abhorrent to anything that would be called Constitutional Republic for America. So, Jim, I've got a very serious question, put you on the spot.
Yes,
what should we do? How should we respond? Those that are hearing our remarks today, what should be the call to action? What should our listeners do?
Well, to be honest with you, you have to examine the facts. If you want to know what somebody's going to do tomorrow, look at what they did yesterday. You examine the history of Christianity, and you examine the history of Islam, and you read the Bible, and you know the Bible, then expounding the truth, even to those who are of the faith called Islam there, it is something that you should not back down from nor fear. The problem with Islam is they're running a very good propaganda program, and they've got a lot of wealth and money behind them. If you look at institutions like CARE, Council for Arab-Islamic Relations there, they throw a great deal of money at our politicians through the form of PAC funds and through the form of lobbyists. So not only should you be aware of this, you should also be pressuring your local politicians to the truth. And if you find that they're backing something that's not within the Christian ethics there, call them out on it. Call their office, right? You know, we have to be engaged. We cannot sit back idly on this one.
Jim, you're exactly right, and I'm thankful for your understanding of that. And just a footnote before I let you go. Headline.
Yes, sir.
What is CARE? Ron DeSantis declared CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, a terrorist organization. This was back a few months ago, but it's many people did not know that. Another headline, CARE, Muslim Brotherhood, designated as a foreign terrorist organization by Ron DeSantis in the state of Florida. Most are not aware of the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, along with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other sub-chapters, sub-names, subdivisions of the Islamic Jihadist organization, they have networked across America where they have cast the net, and now they're drawing the net to make the final push to control the United States of America. Most are not aware, Jim, that in the United States of America, there are a lot of cities, a lot of states that already have Sharia courts that's being carried out, nothing being done. Sharia police departments with nothing being done and it being carried out. That's being done now in parts of New York. That's being done now in many places in Minnesota, many places in Michigan, et cetera, and they have those Sharia courts secretly being used in the state of Texas. We have those that have the Islamic police departments in many, many of these areas where it is not recognized and done. But, Jim, I believe it's time Christians wake up, sit up, be heard, be seen. I believe we need to be salt and light that God's called us to be. I believe if there's going to be any deliverance of America, we need to go back to the Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people, applying it to the Christians, if my people, let me paraphrase that for better understanding, if my people will come to the Lord, confess our sins, and the sins of America are great. Those sins need to be confessed. We have deviated from God. We've deviated from God's word. We've embraced the enemy. We've embraced murder by way of abortion. We've embraced the sodomite lifestyle. We've embraced the Islamic jihadist that's internally in America to destroy our nation today. And I could go on and on and on. We need to recognize that. But, Jim, thank you, brother, for your call, and God bless you,
thank you.
As we keep looking up. I believe Greg is on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
Well, good timing, but I'm not sure exactly what we're dialoguing on today. what is the subject of the day?
We're talking about the Islamic jihadist move to subdue America. Even now, having Sharia courts in America, having Islamic police departments, have Islamic banks, Islamic financial institutions, Islamic mayors, Islamic city councils, police departments and that reject American courts and laws, et cetera, et cetera. We're witnessing the incrementalism of Islamic Sharia law coming in to dominate America. We see that in New York City. We see that being attempted for all of Texas. And I'm thankful that the governor in Texas and Chip, Representative Chip Roy, and others, I'm thankful to see them taking a stand to control it. What say you?
I'm pleased that there are a few people that are still willing to sound the warning. And there's a great warning that ought to be sounded when it comes to Islam, because Islam is incompatible with our Constitution. And folks need to realize that that Bill of Rights, I point this out often, that Bill of Rights, that First Amendment, those first words in the First Amendment in the Bill of Rights, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. When our founders put pen to paper and wrote those things, religion was true religion. It was Christianity. We had debates amongst ourselves on what denominational distinctives we may carry. But it was Christian. Even George Washington represented clearly that true religion was Christianity. And our Webster's 1828 dictionary, and I challenge folks to go to that, and I cite it oftentimes, there are four definitions for religion. Three out of the four are distinctly Christian. The fourth includes, it says something on the order of, if you include Confucianism and Mohammedism, which is what they called Islam in the day, and other Buddhism, then you must discern between true religion and false religion. So, I challenge folks on this order, when you hear about Islam and you hear folks saying, well, there's freedom of religion, understand that Islam is incompatible with our Constitution. That's also why I believe it was James Madison. John Adams spoke the words that this Constitution is made only for a moral and religious people and is wholly inadequate to the governance of any other. The folks that we're dealing with radical Islamists, when I say radical, what I really mean is fundamentalist Islamist. Now, keep in mind, a fundamentalist Islamist will mimic their perfect man, Muhammad, which was a jihadi. He was a rapist. He was a murderer. He was a conqueror. 56 nations have felt the wrath of Islamization through by the sword. 56 nations. This nation, it's through the trappings of democracy, if you will, through the trappings of every weakness they can find in constitutional governance. That's why Islam is incompatible with our Constitution. They seek to use it to undermine the very the very foundations of Western civilization with Christian culture. Understand that bumper sticker that says coexist, that C, that crescent, does not coexist with any other religion on earth. For those folks out there like Tucker Carlson that wants to brag about the number of Christians in Dubai, he needs the follow-up question, what kind of life do Christians live in Dubai? They're servants, they're workers, but they are not free to speak the name of Jesus. They're not free to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not free to share the Bible or to read the Bible in public spaces. They have their own little encampment, if you will. But for 56 nations on earth, you are a second-class citizen if you are anything other than a Muslim. Understand, folks, if you want to become a second-class citizen, you welcome this into our culture and see what happens.
Absolutely. Greg, what would you say to our listeners today that may not be able to comprehend what we're saying? Some Christians, conservatives, say, well, you know, the Bible talks about God loves everybody, that we ought to just embrace everybody, every religion, every cult, every enemy. We ought to embrace them in love. We've got about a minute and a half, Greg, if you would. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry we've got others hanging online. Our time's just run out before we did. But thank you for calling. You can call back another time. Would be a blessing to us. But Greg, wrap it up with the thought that some of those will have those mindsets. We need to embrace them. We need to just love them, and everything will be all right. What's your answer to that?
You know, I've heard folks use the words, you know, love the sinner and hate the sin. You know, that sounds good and actually has some scriptural basis in it. The reality is Jesus died for the entire world. His blood is capable of saving everyone. It's only efficacious for those that believe. And no, we cannot embrace every sect, every culture, every religion on earth, because they're not, they are incongruent with the Word of God. They're not compatible with Jesus standard. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes into the Father but by me. There is no other way. So for anyone out there that thinks, hey, well, we're all in the same family, we all believe in, you know, one God, you know, they talk about the three religions on earth that believe in one God, you know, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. But Christianity has Jesus Christ that rose from the grave. No other religion on earth can lay claim to that risen Savior that we can today. We're not to embrace the others, but cling to the original, have fidelity to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Greg, thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile